I've never spoken Ash, so I'm not too familiar with the kata that goes on here. But being the first stop, usually there's some kata about Brajamandala Parikrama and all of that. So there's a Gauji temple here, because this side of the Jamuna River, now we've crossed over, actually. We had to go from Vrindavan. We went through Mathura, crossed over the bridge spanning the Jamuna River, and now we're on the other side, not far from Mathura, just a few kilometers away. And this side, this whole side of the Jamuna River is the side of Baladev Prabhu. So today on our parikrama, we'll also be going to Dauji, which is one of the towns on this side in which there is a very important deity of Baladev. That Dauji Mandir will be the final stop on this parikrama. And Dauji is Baladev Prabhu, who is the original deity from the time of Lord Krishna. So he's very, very famous and powerful deity. And the entire village is named Dauji. Of course, the name Dauji means older brother. So Baladev Prabhu is always known as Dauji. Dau Bhaiya. Dau Bhaiya means older brother. So Baladev Prabhu, in the form of Dauji, he appeared after the time of Lord Krishna, just like the pastimes that we've heard of the carving of the various deities which Vajranava Maharaj had installed. So they're all carved by Vishwakarma, and Dauji is one of them. So he's one of the original deities of Brajamandala. And here now, this place, Lohavan, there's a demon that, I'm trying to remember his name. I haven't had a chance yet to look at the parikrama book today yet. It's been a big rush getting out the door this morning. So, Loha Jangasura, that's his name, Loha Jangasura. And he had some kind of, like, iron leg or iron hip, something like that, that was almost indestructible. So that personality was slain here. That demon was slain here. And so therefore this place is called Lohavan. Lohavan. So there's a temple of Dauji here. I'm just looking. There's a compound with about, let's see, five different temples. One of them is a Hanumanji temple. One of them is a Shiv temple, Dauji temple, and what is this one? Gopinath. Yes, this is a Radha Gopinath Mandir here. So, and then there's a Kunda not far from here, and that's where everybody is going to be sitting. So I'm going to be paying my obeisances here at this temple, and if you'll hold on for a few minutes, I have to first of all pay my obeisances. So while I'm paying my obeisances, all of you can also be paying your obeisances. Hare Krishna, just a few minutes. Well, I'm entering into this very, very beautiful beauty of Radha Gopinath view. Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jai Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Okay, You still there?
We're here, Maharaj. Thank you.
Okay. Now I'm going by the Dalji Temple. Everybody first makes their rounds of all these little temples, and then we go over to the Kunda. So now I'm entering the Dalji Temple. Just passing by Padabjaji. Padabjaji, say hello to Isha and the 1,500 devotees throughout the world. Hare Krishna.
Dandavats Prabhu. You're so fortunate to be there. So fortunate to be there.
Jai. Okay, now I've entered into the Dalji Temple. And you know that Dalji is blackish color here. He's blackish color. Why? Because he's in separation mood from Krishna. He's become so absorbed in Krishna that he's turned blackish color. There's two sets of deities here, but there's no names given, so I'm going to ask the pujari which deities these are.
Oh, Thakurji, Thakurji naam kya hai? Jauji, Revatish, or
Lakshmi Narayani. Ah, so this is Dalji and Revati standing together, and on the other altar is Lakshmi Narayan. So I'm paying my obeisances here to Sri Dalji Bhaiya.
Jai Baladev, Jai Baladev, Jai
Okay, now I'm coming out of the Dalji Temple and just passing by. Jai Gopal Chandraji. Hari Bol. How are you? Okay.
Yourself?
I'm fine. This phone is connected to the internet from Isha Prabhu.
Uh-huh.
There's 1,500, at least 1,500 devotees listening right now. So you can say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Say Hare Krishna.
Hare
this
Krishna.
Is Gokul Chandra Prabhu from Germany. No. He's the temple president of our Stuttgart temple in Germany. How are you enjoying this parikrama? How are you appreciating this parikrama?
It's very inspiring.
Ah.
And giving lots of energy. Uh-huh. And hopefully some dust particle of bhakti.
Oh, okay. I think that everyone who comes on this parikrama, they'll all be successful in getting a few dust particles, more than a few dust particles. Okay. What's your name, Didi?
I am Jiva Dasi from France.
Jiva Dasi from France.
And this is the best place to be.
Uh-huh.
And I'm creating and build up some Sukriti and association with Gurudev, and I'm very happy.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, I'm just going to the Hanuman temple here. Jai Hanuman Ji ki jai. Without Hanuman Ji, we cannot understand what is this mood of seva, because Hanuman Ji is the embodiment of seva in the mood of dasya bhav to Lord Ram. And also, we know that Hanumanji, he brought Giriraj Govardhan to Braj. So, everywhere in Braj, we see Hanuman. And he's guarding Braj also, like Lord Shiva is doing. And now I'm going to a Shiva Mandir, paying obeisances to Gopishwar Mahadev Shiv. Jai Mahadev. Now I'm going to the Kunda, where everybody has assembled. And they're singing, I think, Jashamati Nandan now. There's a new temple, a big, huge construction going on here of a new temple. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
What's your name again? Maitreya. Good to see you.
Oh, I'm just talking to one of my godbrothers, Maitreya Prabhu. where do you live?
You're in California.
In California. This is actually an internet connection live to about 1,500 devotees around the world. Isha Das in Alachua.
Yes.
He's arranging this. So I'll just ask you a question, and the devotees can hear. So this is this your first Rajamandala Parikrama with Srila Gurudev?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. And have you been to Vrindavan and Braj before?
This is my first time.
First time in India? Wow. So what are you thinking? What is your experience on this Parikrama so far and in India?
Everything's been wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I'm really here more because of Srila Gurudev than anything else.
Yeah.
That's why I came.
Yeah, yeah. I think I remember meeting you in Alachua.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, in Badger. Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Before that, I was in Hawaii for so we go to Nepal.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're all the recipients of unlimited mercy from Srila Gurudev, bringing us here to Braj, allowing us to get this amazing experience at least once in our lives. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much.
Are you there, Isha Prabhu?
We're walking right with you, Maharaj.
Okay. Can you hear clearly?
It's very nice, very clear.
Okay. Oh, here's one of my friends, very dear friends from Russia. His name is Yadavendra Prabhu. Every year I go to the south of Russia and it's on the Black Sea there. It's very, very warm. It's one of the resort areas of Russia. And he usually comes to the Parikrama almost every year. So he's a very sincere devotee. And so this is actually a live connection with America, live.
All over the world.
Yes, yes. And there's many devotees listening on internet all over the world.
Yes.
So you can say
Hare Krishna Jai Shri Radhe. Welcome to Vrindavan.
Are you enjoying this parikrama? Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And this is your how many times have you been on Brajmandala Parikrama?
This is the second time.
Second time. Gotcha. So then and Gaur Purnima, Navaji Parikrama, how many
times? I hope I will go next time, next year.
Uh-huh. That'll be your first time.
Yes.
Okay. Jai. So Srila Gurudev is giving us so much unlimited mercy.
Yes.
All we have to do is open our hearts to be able to receive it, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
We are happy. Happy.
Jai.
Jai.
Anubhav. Could you hear that?
So ecstatic.
Okay. So now I'm coming. Oh, here's another temple. This whole compound area here is a very interesting area. We've got so many little temples. Here it says Saptarishi Kandara Bhufa. Bridge Bhumi Lohavan. Yeah. So this is a temple of the seven great rishis, Saptarishi. And I think there was a cave here because Gufa means cave. So there's a small little temple. I'm just entering in here. It's all dark inside. Can barely see. The devotees are squeezing through the doorways. So I think I'm going to pass in some of these situations where the squeezing gets too much. I just kind of withdraw. But I pay my obeisances from outside anyway. Okay, now I'm finally making my way down to the Kunda. There's a nice, very beautiful ambiance here this morning. The sun is just rising on the horizon, and we're sitting next to the Kunda. All the devotees are seated, gathering around. Some are standing here and there. So we're coming near to the kirtan. You can hear it. I'm standing with one other brother from Russia, from Siberia. His name is Indubati. When I go to Siberia, he hosts me along with the other devotees. So he's actually a doctor by profession. And he comes to the Berkhama quite often. That's an internet connection. America. Manoga Priyadami, Shiva Miram, Shisha, Shisha, Tishicha, no. Tishicha, get sought. 1500. Priyadami, Shiva Miram, Shisha, 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 Gavari.
Здравствуйте, дорогие преданные.
Hello.
Мои идиоты. Хари Кришна, Хари Бол.
Okay, that's Hindu Patiji. Now, Tirtha Maharaj speaking. So I'm going to try to connect you with the translation of the
Maharaj,
I don't know how you usually do it.
That's how we
next to the translator. Let's see if I can find the translator.
Boatman, on the top of the head of that boatman was a pickup paper. He was wearing the yellow garment.
And he was decorated with
a I'm going to go to the hospital.
He's speaking about this boat last time. That's how one time Krishna, just as a boatman, is waiting for the gopis to arrive at the bank of the river Yamuna. They have to cross over in the bank to the other side. And then they decide that this is the boat that which they will take because there is no other boat available. So then, that time, Krishna is saying that I will take six Aranis for taking across the other side of this river. And then, there are so many of you gopis. Why first mention? Because you are wearing so much jewelry, not so much having weight of all this gold metal. And also, you are having so much yoga, so much milk, thought. This is so much weight. Because of this, it will cost you 69. But when Radharani also said that, Krishna said that for Radharani, I will take separate 69. So like this, this person has brought. And then in the video, he is saying that, oh, my boat is broken. It is leaking. See, always come inside the boat. You will have to take off some of your jewelry and throw it in the river. And then, first of all, he's telling that you throw this butter and this milk, yogurt, whatever you have, you have to throw in the river. And like this, he would return something. You know that how beautiful and how sweet he's performing his pastime. He's both pastimes he's performing here. He's a gopi. And then also you know that Dwarka has attacked Dwarka 18. Long time has passed and has come from Vrindavan to Mathura to Dwaraka. Yesterday, yesterday, it is being performed. Bhagwan has to be performed. This is all there. Begin to criticize Bhagwan. What has he given himself today? That Krishna beheaded him in this chakra. But his brother, Santavakra, he became very envious of Krishna. Santavakra said that I will torture the Vrajavasi to be able to take hiding. Nearly finished, right to a Yavya. Krishna immediately came to Mathura, and there he saw, in this village, he crossed the Yamuna River, in the village, he killed Santavakra, the demon. Krishna came, Ayure, he said, and they entered bridge.
He was so,
there is no limit to the happiness that I am feeling. Because for such a long time, Madhav has come to my temple of my heart.
In this fire of separation,
Just like in the river, our boat is the only center. I will not send my dear beloved Sri Krishna away from there. This is describing how she is, how ecstatic she is when Krishna has come. Rajivati is describing that how at the time of arrival of Krishna coming back, all those pastimes. So very fortunate people can still have a set of all those pastimes. Today also those pastimes are being performed. That this transcendental nature may also manifest in our heart. So we be able to realize it, saying again and again, Ramchandra Prabhu is asking that when he killed Gangasur, did he come from Gokul or Nandgaon to kill him? Where did he come from? That time he was in Vrindavan, one Maharaj is answering. Here Bhagavata is described that Sukadeva Goswami
Krishna said, okay. So then he took followers to the middle of Jumura.
How long before I should call you back, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu. We are going back to the buses now. Proceed towards Rawal.
Did you know how long it will take to get there?
Say around half an hour, I guess.
Okay, so I'll call you back then in a half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhu.
Hari Bol. Dhanyavad, Prabhu.
Dhanyavad. So please join us again in a half an hour for the next live webcast.